So now we come to chapter 8, which is about selecting ERP for an enterprise. And here again, the focus will be on supply chain management. So the agenda, we will cover the approach for evaluation and selection of ERP package. What are the global ERP packages for supply chain management and their market share, and a brief summary of the chapter. So a good enterprise resource planning system should have an impact on every single part of the enterprise business. We said this, that ERP packages generally are covering the entire chain of functions in an organization. So it covers not just supply chain management, but every aspect of the business, including HR, finance, accounts, accounts payable, accounts receivables, every aspect. So the approach for evaluation and selection of the ERP. So this highly sought after enterprise application help manage activities including planning, purchasing, supply chain management, sales and marketing. And we saw that it's not just restricted to this, but many other activities also they can perform. There are countless ERP software solutions available. So it's crucial that you make the right ERP choice that fits your organization. And this second statement is very, very loaded, because there are different ERP packages which may be having certain USP, they may be more suitable for certain kind of industries. So it's necessary that you choose a package which is best suited for your kind of operations. So why right selection is important? It involves huge capital expenditure, great amount of time from all the stakeholders, huge change management exercise in the company, as well as new and dedicated way of working within the system. So we have talked in some of the earlier chapters that ERP means you have to set up a data center, a server room, etc. You have to buy the ERP software. You have to engage a consultant. You have to have the stakeholders. That means people from your various functions have to spend a considerable amount of time. And even the capital expenditure on the software and the hardware are huge, and there will be a lot of other downstream hardware and software which are required for the networking and for the interaction of your ERP system with your other units elsewhere. So it's a major outlay of expenses. So why right selection is important? So in case something goes wrong, it's very costly to revert back. So it's very crucial that company spends some time to understand different ERP systems available in the market, the exact business requirement of the enterprise, the timelines involved to make it work, and the total amount of capital and operational expenses for the ERP system. So once you are committing yourself to a particular ERP system, you will have to live with it. Any change in decision, you cannot scrap the decision and say that, let's go to a different kind of a ERP solution. So it's a very strategic decision that one has to live with. And if you make the wrong decisions, it can have very serious repercussions for the organization or for the business. A proper evaluation and selection exercise needs to be undertaken by the enterprise before going for the ERP package, which is quite understandable, looking at the seriousness of the decision which is on hand, because it can make or break a organization if you have made the wrong decisions. Some of the important steps for ERP selection are: decide on your budget and requirement. So this would depend upon what is the size of your business. You will not invest in an ERP system where the investment is almost equal to your, let's say, 6 months turnover or so. So the size of the business, the kind of activity that you do, the complexity of the activity that you do, the number of units that you have. So you may require a very high-end unit, if you have operations spread across many countries, and you need to operate with different units and different currency rates, etc. But if you're going to operate within the country and with limited number of sites or only a single standalone manufacturing unit, then the kind of a complexity is much less, and then accordingly you can define your requirement. Educating the workforce and deciding the features of the ERP. So every ERP will have certain pluses and certain minuses. There are ERPs which are very, very mature, very evolved, but the time to actually get them running, even educating the people, takes a lot of effort, because a lot of parameters have to be maintained whenever you're creating a new customer, new product, new recipe, new bomb. So you also need to spend considerable effort and money on educating the workforce, even to start using these features, etc. Deciding whether to implement on cloud or on premise. So whether you want to have a server in your premises with a team of people maintaining the servers and the sanctity of the data, because you have to maintain the database, you have to occasionally do certain cleanup operations, etc. The other option is you go to a cloud-based solution where you don't have to have your servers, you don't have to buy the software, it's only you pay for the service. So you may have a license for 100 people in your organization to use the solution, and they will facilitate putting all your active data on the cloud, and once that is done, you can start operating, and you will not see the difference whether the server is lying in your premises or lying, say, 6,000 kilometers away. To the user, he will not be able to differentiate whether he is working on the server which is located, within the premises or 6,000 kilometers away. Know what your peers use. So if you are in a particular industry, then you should know that what your competition and the other people in the industry are using. Basically, it tells you what are the problems they are facing or what are the benefits they are reaping by using the particular ERP system. Shortlisting and contacting. So once you have done your initial study, you know what your budget is, what your requirement is, what the peers are using, etc. You will have a shortlisted list of ERP solutions that you would like to evaluate, including maybe setting up your own data center or going for a cloud solution. So then the next step is that you will contact these companies and ask them to make their sales pitch. That means basically they will give their offer and they will try to tell you how they will they can implement the solution for you. Inspection and site visit. So generally the ERP companies will come and look at your site. They will decide where the servers, etc., will be, or any particular hardware which has to be installed for let's say even using a cloud solution. So they will make recommendations of what is required. In all these kind of capital expenditure, one has to keep in mind the total cost of ownership, because many a times you may feel that a particular solution is going to be cheaper, but when you look at the total cost of ownership, you may find that certain solutions may not be that cheap as they appear, because the cost of the buying the solution, the ERP solution, is one aspect, but the cost of implementation, the cost of training, the cost of maintenance, cost of upgradation, all these things actually add to your operating costs, and these need to be taken into account. Schedule a demo, because finally, before you actually make a choice, one has to see the demo and see what is it that suits you the best. Talk to references. So normally most of the ERP companies will give you a reference. They will say, oh, we have implemented this particular package at so many places. And they will provide you also a contact number of people who can be, you can talk to. These are the references they provide. So it's necessary that you talk to them, you understand from them what were their experiences, what are the problems they are facing, or what are the benefits they have got out of this implementation. Choose, negotiate and implement. So finally, once you have decided that you may have shortlisted two or three, then you choose, or rather first you negotiate, because when you negotiate, you know what you're getting in terms of the commercial offer, in terms of you know, whether the package is going to be inclusive of implementation and the go live, any support subsequently, even you know, the training, etc., whether it's included in the cost or not. And finally, you look at the best solution once you have evaluated all the options, and then the implementation will start. So we now go a little more into more details into the steps for the ERP selection. So decide your budget and requirement. So each business is different, and so there is no one size fits all. So it's necessary to call forth all the department in your organization for knowing their individual requirement. Now this may be a little premature, because many times when you ask the functions or the departments what do they want, they may not be able to clearly state it. But in a mature organization, people should be able, or they should be aware of the best practices, and they should be specify what exactly they are looking for when you are planning to go into a ERP system. After a detailed discussion on this, you should finalize the budget that you want to spend on the new system. Budget, of course, you require some experience, because you need to know what is the kind of expenditure you will be incurring even before you have seen or negotiated with the individual companies. So there will be people, the experts, some people who have a lot of experience in implementation, who will be able to guide you on this. Educating the workforce and deciding the features of the ERP. So it's quite necessary that your whole team stays on the same page when it comes to understanding the ERP selection process. Take steps to educate your team on how the new ERP implementation will benefit the current process in improving the efficiency. And this is very important. So when you're talking of you know, the workforce, many times people have this anxiety that will ERP implementation threaten our jobs? Will we become redundant? And it's necessary to tell the people that why you require an ERP, and ERP is basically going to help the organization reduce the cost, improve the efficiencies, and become more profitable. And it's, the purpose is not to remove people. So they have to be educated, and they have to be in agreement, because otherwise, if they do not cooperate, you can have issues. Deciding whether to implement on cloud or on-premise. So we said that whether you want to have the servers and the software, you know, you want to purchase it, or you want to you know, use the SaaS model, where software as a service, you know, the server is lying with the service provider, the software is also his. You only pay for, you know, the number of licenses that you have, and based on the volume of your business or number of transactions, you're going to pay him. So if you decide to discontinue, or suppose your business, you know, you are going to change the business model after a couple of years, you want to go on to your own system, you can do that without much damage or without much loss. Know what your peers use. So knowing what your peers use can do a lot of help to you with the ERP selection process. So talk to those who are in the same business like yours, and know which system they have in place and its usefulness. Most of the time, ERP vendors offers industry specific software configuration. One example I'll give you. There are so many ERP systems, but there are some ERP systems which are dedicated only for service industries like hotels, etc. they are customized and you know, they cater to every kind of a requirement of the hospitality industry. Also, there are some ERP systems or softwares which are suitable only for the banking industry. Likewise, even in manufacturing, there will be certain models which are ideal for automobiles, looking at the complexity which the industry faces. So it's necessary that you look at the peers and understand which model or which software or ERP system is best for your kind of a industry. So it's not necessary that what is good for hospitality industry will be good for banking, and what is good for banking will be good for automobiles. Coming to shortlisting and contacting. So you shortlist the solutions, you contact the people, and you ask them to come and give a demo. Or you also ask them to inspect the site where the installation is required before they can give a estimate of what is the kind of infrastructure which is required and the cost which will be incurred. And then after the inspection, then you have the scheduling of the demo. Schedule a product demo with the shortlisted vendors. Include users from all the departments who will be using the ERP system. It is imperative that they get to know the look and feel of the system, its usability and its functionality. So they must see which is the system which looks friendly to a user. You can have very, very, highly advanced and developed ERP system, but they also require a very deep understanding of every aspect of the best practices built in there, and it may require very high maturity level of the people who are going to maintain the data in this kind of a system. So it has to be, the complexity has to be commensurate with your kind of business and the kind of manpower that you have who can handle this system. Talk to references. So get in touch and talk to companies which are currently using the software for their business, companies which are on the of the same size, similar industry, which are facing issues similar to you. And finally, we said negotiate, choose and implement. So global ERP packages for supply chain and their market share. So enterprise resource planning software market is huge. Yes, because today you see practically all businesses, big or small, are actually going for the ERP packages. There are some local ERP packages which are also very popular. They started off as accounting packages or so, but over the years they have evolved and they have built up a ERP system which most small businesses, which have a single standalone manufacturing unit, they can use it. Or even people who are just doing trading activity, etc., they can use these ERP packages with very good utility level and with excellent support available. So whenever there is any change in taxation or anything, they are quick to respond and they will provide the solution. So you don't have to spend too much money on the development or changes to be made in the system. So there are thousands of vendors. And some of the people are here. So you have here SAP, and these are the large enterprise solutions. Normally these are the ones which are used by the multinationals and huge big corporates, which are spread across multiple nations, or even if not multiple nations, they have number of units, and all of them are interlinked and they operate on a single SAP, ERP platform. Then you have certain ERP systems which are available for the medium-sized businesses with medium complexity. And then for the small businesses, what we talked about, single unit, very simple operating model, and even people who are just doing trading, etc. So for them you have certain ERP systems where your budget, you can operate with a smaller budget. So this is the market share of various packages. You can see the market share for yourself. You can see there are a few giants who are occupying the market, and then there are a lot of small players, you know, regional players who are also active in this area. A lot of people are also into very specialized fields. So like we said, there'll be some kind of ERP packages which only will cater to restaurant business, you know, or they will hospitality business or banking sector. So they are very, very specialized in their application. These are some of the Indian ERP packages or systems which are available and which are very effective. So for a small to medium business, these are very good and they're very cost effective. So top cloud ERP software. So cloud-based ERP is a software as a service. We talked about this as a SaaS that allows users to access the ERP software over the internet. So here you don't need a server or you don't need to buy the software. You simply need an internet connection and you require the access rights, and you can access this the cloud-based ERP system. So you need to subscribe to the services of these people who will help you set up the data, your data on the cloud, and once that is done, then you can start operating it. SaaS software eliminates many of the barriers that keep a company from implementing or upgrading their ERP solutions. So you don't have a huge capital outlay. You don't need to commit yourself to one ERP system for a very long period of time, having invested a huge capital, made a huge capital investment, because here you are paying for the system as you use it. So if you decide to discontinue, then you stop paying for it. Cloud-based ERP enables them to focus on their core business operations instead of managing the IT. You don't require an IT function of your own. You don't require a data center. You don't require programmers. All these services are actually provided by the cloud ERP company. Cloud-based ERP solutions are cheaper to adopt and implement than on-premise solutions due to the nature of SaaS, because you are not making capital investments, you're only paying for the use. So it's like, whether you lease a car or whether you purchase a car. So you purchase a car, you are actually bound by it. You lease a car or, you rent a car, then you only pay as long as you want to. The day you don't want it, you return the car and the billing stops. So an ERP in the cloud helps realize a low total cost of ownership while maximizing the returns on the investment, because it gives you the same functionality like on-site ERP implementation, but here you don't own the hardware, software. All that you require is the connectivity. You need to have internet connection, good quality, to access the system. So the top cloud ERP softwares are SAP Business One, Brightpearl, NetSuite, Orion, and Oracle ERP Cloud. Summary. So while choosing the right ERP software for the business, it's important to keep in mind the cost of the whole system. We talked about the total cost of ownership, the software, as well as the training and support for a definite period of time. We said that it's not only about the software, hardware, the networking requirement, the training part, but even the development and support, which is constantly required as regulations change, taxation systems change. So you are required to maintain this. Even if you have the server within your premises, you require a team of people to actually maintain the databases so that the data, the old data is archived, only the current data is available in the system, and you use your resources in the most efficient manner. Cloud systems have lesser initial cost but higher support cost. It is therefore important to consider all the options of an ERP system before fixing on it. So if you're not sure that you're going to be married to a ERP system for very long, a cloud system may be good. But if you really want to, you know, operate with a ERP system on a very large enterprise, it may make sense to have your own servers. And mind you, you can have the server in one country for, let's say, a large number of countries where you have the implementation, ERP implementation. So you have the data center and the entire IT team only in one country where you manage and control all the activities. So in such a case, it may make sense to have your own servers, your own ERP software, and then manage it from one place. Thank you.